Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about cash reserves.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about residential investment property, and this is Bob's wheelhouse. It's a fun conversation to have. We've been talking about the five mistakes to avoid when buying rental properties. We've got a couple in hand behind us. One was analysis paralysis, understanding what numbers matter and what don't, and how to look at them with a lens that will bring you success going forward with those rentals. Also, cursory due diligence. Cursory due diligence is when you're looking too superficially at the numbers or at the property itself. You've got to make sure you get inside every unit. Let's talk now, Bob, a little bit about the reserve accounts, the cash reserves that you should expect to have in hand when you go into an investment.
Well, first of all, I take a look at it this way. If I had a mortgage payment of, let's say, $1,000 a month, let's put aside two mortgage payments, $2,000. Let's actually put it in a savings account and pretend that we don't have it. Now, it's absolutely there, and I could dip in if I needed to, but as I do that, I understand that I'm putting myself in a more dangerous position. What would then happen also if you wanted to take on a lesser amount of risk? What would happen if I actually made two mortgage payments in advance? And it's possible to do that. Make sure that when you're doing it, that you send in the payment stub for the next month. Don't just add $1,000 to the current payment that you're making. All that'll do is pay the principal down on your property. So if I've done that, I'm 2 months ahead and I've got two more months sitting aside in a reserve account, I could actually have 100% vacancy for a period of 4 months and I would be covered. Now I'm going to feel real edgy, but what do I do during that 4 month period? If I've discovered that I have a real train wreck on my hands, I would run to Marcia and say, Marcia, sell this rental house for me, please. Have it done within a period of 4 months. Now, if you can't do that, there's something horribly wrong.
What about, Bob, what about the reserves for things like roofs? I don't really want to set $20,000 aside and just sit on it for too long.
First of all, investors don't set aside reserves for capital improvements of that nature. Now, if you know that you're going to do the roof next year, yes, that's possible. You could set aside a certain amount. But in the main, what we would do is set aside a credit line that we would borrow and actually borrow against the property and the credit line to do the roof.
That is great information on how to manage the accounts beyond just the purchase price. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.